You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Chronic Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Michael Orland, the amazing music director of so many shows, including 16 seasons of American Idol and Hairspray Live, is here. Sammy Bray from 1984 on Broadway, the Broadway National Tour of School of Rock, and The Bedwetter is also joining me, as is Ariella Rosenthal, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. This has been an interesting week already. An Amazon worker apparently lost her engagement ring while packing boxes recently, so if you happen to find it, your soon-to-be wife Becky can be reached by clicking the chat here for help button on Amazon.com. In more positive news, after 3 months, New York City begins phase one of opening up for construction and retail jobs, which is unfortunate for fake Elmos and fake Mickeys who keep asking, which phase are we? Speaking of Mickey, Disneyland is currently evaluating when it might reopen and called it a fluid situation, but I'm pretty sure it may go viral. Still too soon? I'm really, really excited about Disney World reopening safely, and I'm looking forward to when I get to go back out to California and visit Disneyland and LA. One of my first times in Los Angeles was when I performed a song from Trevor the Musical at Trevor Live LA, an amazing event to benefit the Trevor Project. I was beyond fortunate enough to work and perform with Michael Orland. Michael was the pianist, arranger, vocal coach, and associate musical director for 16 seasons of American Idol, music directed and performed with so many legends, and was the associate musical director on the NBC production of Hairspray Live, among so many other amazing shows. I'm really proud to call him a teacher and a friend. Let's welcome Michael Orland to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Michael.
How are you, Joshua?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here on one of your shows. I've watched a few of them, and it's so very cool.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to have you on as a guest today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How has quarantine life been treating you?
I'll tell you, it's not as hard for me as it is for, like, you know, you guys, because you're in school and you have parents that have to, like, make sure you get your schoolwork done. I don't have to deal with that. But, you know, all my coaching lessons have been only on FaceTime and not, or on Zoom, like we're doing. And, but thankfully I adopted a new rescue dog like a month before quarantine happened. So I'm so happy. And I have her, my new dog Jinx, to concentrate on and take me out of, you know, when it gets a little funky.
Aww. One of my favorite memories was performing with you at Trevor Live LA and singing for you Carol Burnett, Kristen Chenoweth, Shoshana Bean, and so many other amazing performers. What were some of your favorite memories of that night?
Well, you know, I love that group. Trevor Project is a really favorite charity of mine. And so I was so happy when they asked me to do it. I had done a few shows for them before. And of course, when it was coming down to Kristen being honored, I was like, I'm in. I don't care what it takes. And then I got to meet you, and I love Shoshana Bean. I've worked with her before, but I got to meet Carol Burnett, who's an idol for me. So I know, and I'll tell you, one of the highlights of it was watching you meeting Kristen Chenoweth, because that was really cool. And she adored you. I remember that.
Aside from meeting one of my idols, Kristen Chenoweth, I will never forget working with you and learning from you to get ready for my performance. Working on American Idol for like 16 years, is there any advice you have for younger performers hoping to work in the entertainment or music business?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's a really general question, but I love talking about it, but the music business is very different today as it was, like, you know, now I sound like an old man, like before you were born. And even like when you have to realize in the beginning of American Idol, there was no social media, there was no Instagram and Twitter and barely even Facebook. I don't remember. No, it's just like AOL message boards they had. So it's so different. And this business is so different. The one thing I try to tell people is that you can't just get on those shows to like have a fast speed ticket to success unless you have a great, great work ethic. You have to do the work. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not a magic trick to get famous. And it's not, even though there's a, you know, people have that perception, and it's not true. It's not true. Every one of the idols that came from there, like Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson and Adam Lambert and Constantine Maroulis and all these people that have done Broadway and everything, are all the people that during when they were on that show, they were sitting on their tape recorders listening to their track. You've got to do the work. You have to do the work. So that's my biggest takeaway from that.
Are there any like really, really special moments that you can share from your time at American Idol?
I'll tell you, I mean, there were some amazing times. I mean, first of all, I got to be, you know, I played all the pianos for all the rehearsals when the contestants were learning their songs. And so, and then there would be like a special guest on every week. And so I would be playing the piano in front of that special guest. And I'm telling you, there were some unbelievable ones, including Tony Bennett. And like when you met Kristen Chenoweth, that's what it was for me when I got to sit on the piano bench with Elton John. It was so surreal. And it was just pretty wild. And just so many people. And then just watching some of those people, you know, the contestants become like big, huge stars. And just knowing you had that little much to do with it, it's really rewarding. Sorry, I have something in my eye. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Aside from your incredible resume of music directing and accompanying, I can vouch firsthand that you are also an incredible coach. Have you been able to continue coaching students during the pandemic?
Yeah. So it's for me, it's much more difficult. That's all I do every day, all day. I just had a full day of it today. And, it's just that we have to do it now over FaceTime or Zoom or, you know, whatever. And so it's harder for me, but just because also there is no, nobody's come up with a platform where I can play piano and you can sing along with me and it's in real time. So I have to, like, if I'm working with somebody and teaching them a song or doing an arrangement of a song, I have to make the recording, email it to them, and then watch them sing with my recording. But you know, we all do what we have to do. And it's, I love helping. Most of my students are between the age of, you know, 11 and 17. And I just love working with people that age, and just, it's just, they are so, especially the ones in musical theater, they just want to learn. And it's so great.
I heard you're also teaching group classes over Zoom. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So when this pandemic happened, when this, you know, quarantine happened, my a dear friend of mine, her name is Debbie Gravett. She won a Tony Award for a show called Jerome Robbins Broadway. And she's been in many, many shows, including Les Mis and a bunch of shows. She literally texted me and she's like, hey, how would you like to do like a little free musical theater Zoom class every week? And I was like, I'm down for it. Well, we've now done it for 9 weeks. It's every Thursday. And it's been so much fun. It's at 4 o'clock East Coast time, 1 o'clock West Coast time. It's all free. And it's, if you, maybe I'll give you the email later for you to put in all the info with everything. And cause people can all sign up, and a few people sing every week, and we have special guests every week. I had Kristen Chenoweth on, I had Megan Hilty on, I had Catherine McPhee on. I've literally called every friend of mine. Jerry Mitchell was on. And, you know, coming up, we have this amazing casting director who I'm sure you know, Mary Sugarman, and from Tara Rubin, who's one of my favorite people in the world. And we have like two or three special guests every week. And it's just a free learning tool on what, and then a few people sing, and then we give them like little tips and how to be ready for a musical theater audition. So it's fun. I'll give you the link so we can get people, if anyone of your audience wants to join in, we'd love it.
Cool. Oh, and do you want to sing a song or play a song?
Shouldn't we? Well, I won't sing, but you should sing. I'll play if you play, and then maybe you'll sing.
Cool.
What do you think?
Here we go.
Are we going to do it?
Sure.
All right. I'm down. But wait, first, you know what? My dog Jinx wanted to say hi to everybody because she just came over to the piano.
Oh, hi, Jinx. Oh, baby.
She's a good girl.
Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. You ready?
Yep. Here we go. Jesus sour, join us.
hope some of you take Michael up on coaching. He really is so nice and so fun to work with. I got to work with my next guest on an exciting new project called Broadway Kids Crew that Tony Award-winning producer Ken Davenport was putting together just before COVID-19 paused Broadway. She toured the U.S. in the Broadway National Tour of School of Rock and was on Broadway in 1984. Let's welcome the kind and talented Sammy Bray to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Sammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome back to the Early Night Show.
Thank you.
I know that you were supposed to be starring in Bedwetter right now, but that was paused because of COVID-19.
Yes. Basically, what happened is we were going to perform in the March, and then this happened, so we weren't able to do that. And so we continued to push it back, and we just pushed it back, and they said, oh, this will happen when on further notice or something like that. And then maybe a month or a couple weeks ago, they told us that they're going to push it back a year. So it's going to happen at the same time it was going to this year, just in a year. So
I was really, really looking forward to seeing you in that show and can't wait until it's safe to reopen.
I'm really excited, and I'm just hoping that I don't grow too much.
Since it's paused, are there any other shows that you would love to be in when theater resumes?
Well, there's a reading that I'm supposed to do, and it's called Joy. It's based on the movie Joy. It's about Joy, who invented the Miracle Mop, and I'm supposed to play her daughter. That was also supposed to happen this June, and they're still saying it'll probably just happen in, like, July. So I'm really excited for that. And anything that comes up, I'd be totally happy with.
What is the first show that you want to see when Broadway is unpaused?
Broadway is unpaused. Wicked, because it's my favorite show of all time. Or if it was still open, Beetlejuice.
I think the show I want to see is Six, because I still haven't seen it. And it's...
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes. Yes. Six, too.
Over and over again. It's so good. It's so good. I love it so much.
It's so good. I completely forgot about Six. I want to go see that one.
Oh, and I know that you've been working on your own project to support the Actors Fund. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. Yes. I actually have two options right here. I have been making homemade bracelets and donating money to the Actors Fund. So they kind of look like this. They're just braided, and then you can tighten them or loosen them like this, so they fit any size.
That's so cool. Yeah,
they are $5 each. They're $5 each. And all the money goes to the Actors Fund.
That's amazing. Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'm going to sing Good Girl Winnie Foster from Tuck Everlasting, and I came across it a couple weeks ago, and I just really love the song, and it kind of reminds me of what we're doing right now. We're all kind of stuck in our house, and we all kind of want to leave, but we all know that that's what's best, so we're just kind of fighting the differences.
Cool, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, let's go.
Here we go.
In a house that's sad and lonely, on a street named Main, but you could call it only. Is it rude to say I'd volunteer for a day of fun just once a year? I'd fly the coop if only I could, but I've got a really bad case of being good. I'd go find trouble if there was some to get in, ask a friend to play if I'd one to let in. Nana's rocker sawing through the floor every day just like the one before. We lock ourselves behind that door. Is it wrong to wish for something more? Good girl Winnie Foster, every day is in bed at 7. Well-behaved 11. But from the woods. I'm not allowed there. Big news, I know. I'm not allowed anywhere. Well, now's your chance to disappear. Go have fun, I'll be right here. Tied to a string like a precious pearl. It's a pretty tight leash for a really good girl. Good girl Winnie Foster. Every day is in bed at 7. Good girl Winnie Foster. Every day is a well-behaved 11. But some days I want to race a little something more than heaven. Some days I want to race a little something more than heaven.
Thanks, Sammy. Our final guest performed as Lavender in the John Angman Theater production of Matilda and works in the New York City scene. Let's welcome Ariella Rosentool to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Ariella.
Hi, Josh.
I'm so happy to welcome you as a guest on the Early Night Show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
How have you been impacted by this pause?
The way I've been impacted by this pause is I haven't really seen my friends, teachers, and even some family, but I've been trying to stay positive.
It's great. How have you been staying connected to the performing arts while everything in person has been on pause?
The way I've been staying connected to the arts is I've been having a lot of virtual dance, voice, and acting classes, and I've been doing a lot of virtual performances, some for charities, raising money for first responders in the actors community.
So cool. Is there one show when Broadway reopens that you can't wait to see?
There's a lot more than one show. I want to see pretty much all of them again, but a lot of my friends didn't have a chance to open the shows that they were in, and I want to see The Most, Miss Doubtfire, Trevor the Musical, and Bedwetter.
Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'm going to be singing Wings by Little Mix, and I chose a song because it shows people to ignore all the hate and just follow their dreams.
Well, I'm excited to hear you sing the song.
Great. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can find The Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thank you so much to today's guests, Ariella Rosentool, Michael Orland, and Sammy Bray. Also, please check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my accompaniment videos, record a duet, and hashtag sing with Josh, and you may get featured on The Early Night Show. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.